Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. I'm Michelangelo, and this is One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
All right. Okay, I've been with the Armstrong Getty Show now here for, let's see, going on 21 years. So I'm thinking back to some of the strangest moments of the show, and this was 2010. Gladys? We were alerted by our own loyal A&G listeners that another talk show was ripping off our phone calls. They were playing our phone calls on their air and passing them off as their own. People were calling into the Armstrong Getty Show, and they would hear themselves on another talk show, which was very strange, to say the least. Well, it turns out this talk show was the Doug Steffen Show, and Armstrong Getty and their producers were able to hunt down Mr. Steffen, and Joe and Jack did an interview with Mr. Steffen. And his explanation for why this was happening on his own talk show, it was a little strange, to say the least. We also got a good soundbite that we would end up using for many years. And I would use this to chide Armstrong and Getty when they got a little uppity.
Listen, boys.
You guys remember that one?
Listen, boys.
But this drop came from the Doug Steffen interview, and you'll hear it in that interview. So without further ado, let's go back to 2010 and hear A&G interview Doug Steffen. And hey, why are you stealing my phone calls?
A very alert listener of the Armstrong and Getty Show, and apparently a listener of the Doug Steffen Show.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. 300 stations nationwide.
Noticed that a call that they heard on the Doug Steffen Show sounded a lot like the call they heard on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Actually, Dave, the listener, recognized several.
Here's how it sounded on Doug Steffen's show.
David's in Arizona listening to Good Day.
Hey, guys. You definitely got me riled up on.
Okay, so and like 2 days earlier, I was on our show.
Greg in Sacto. Greg, welcome. Talk to us.
Hey, guys. You definitely got me riled up on this one.
There's several of those also. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. And now we can go right to the source.
I'd like to welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show the host of Good Day, Doug Steffen's Good Day, Doug Steffen. Hello, Doug.
I've got my hands up. I'm under arrest. You got me.
You're going to try to make light of this, are you?
Well,
because we are
mortally
aggrieved, or at least we're pretending to be. Yeah.
So explain, yeah. What's going on here?
All right, so here's how this all works. And as we are all on the same team, in a sense, you know, there are, if we count the good jobs around, there are a couple of hundred good jobs. You guys are fortunate to have a good job. I'm fortunate to have a good job. We know how much we put into what goes on the air. I'm on the air.
Now, how does this get to you stealing from us? There's a big lead up to you stealing from us.
Listen, boys, I called because I wanted to have some, I wanted to out it. I wanted to straighten it out. I wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
You've got to give me a chance. Don't play the same game with me that we all play with each other, all right?
Oh, no. I sense a bit of attitude. This is not going to go well. And yes, I do have a good job, Doug.
I'm not real crazy about your tone.
Yeah, how about we jump to the answer to the question? How did this happen? And what's the point?
It's not a tone. I haven't finished the sentence yet, so let me get to the sentence, okay? What happened, as I listened to what you just said, because I hadn't heard it before, a couple of email came in from listeners, and one of the guys that produces the program said, you ought to hear this or you ought to know about this. So I nosed around, and what happened is certainly exactly what you've said happened is what happened. We have a number of different sources. The Countdown Show, which airs for 2 hours on...
Beep! Sorry, I had to blank out the call letters. It had to be done.
Is a review of what's going on in the world of news talk political radio. And as such, we take cuts from various political or news talk programs.
But you don't present them as if they're cuts from other shows.
No, I haven't. But there's two different shows we're talking about here. What you're talking about was something that was lifted and used on the Good Day Show, and we did it incorrectly. We should not have used what we used from you in that context, what was supposed to be there. We have a listener call-in line where people can call in during the day, and they can react to things that we say on the program if they can't call.
And you present those as if they're live, which I understand that. You know, actually, if you had called in and said, you know what I do? I'm lazy, so I take calls from other shows and I pretend they're mine. I would have no problem with that.
No,
it's just this long, complicated explanation seems stranger to me than that.
Well, but I want to tell you what it takes to produce some of these programs.
Yeah, we throw out the phone number, people call, and we talk to them. That's
great. Practically effortless.
That's not the way the Countdown works.
I can tell you right now, the Armstrong Getty Show has never lifted material from another show on purpose. Okay, maybe on Columbus Day.
The Countdown, we listen to 45 or 50 stations around the country,
right.
Monitor what they do. Take the input from hosts and some of the callers,
right.
Put it on.
Now,
in this case, we took a story that was supposed to be in the Countdown, put it on Good Day, and instead of a call coming from the call-in line, we used your call. And I think we've probably done that before, not knowing it. And in this case, this listener is British.
Well, somebody knows it. Maybe you don't know it, but somebody knows that they're lifting phone calls from other shows and that...
The whole A&G staff knew we were getting our phone calls ripped off.
Well, now, let me see if I can clarify something.
We are listening calls for the Countdown Show. Yes, we are.
Your understanding that this call was from the Countdown Show?
You repurposed
it for the Good Day Show?
No, my understanding was that we had calls. I don't remember each. I don't listen to each of the calls per se as carefully. I put them on the air in the Countdown. What went on the Good Day Show was taking a story that was similar to something we covered on the Countdown and put it on the air in the Good Day Show using a caller that came from another source, or we thought we were. In fact, we were using a caller that came from your program incorrectly.
I got a question for you, and I'll hand you a little plausible deniability. So, because I know something about you and your career, and you're a very busy guy. So your guys who prepare your show, when they get, quote, clips and stories from other talk shows during the Countdown, do they credit them?
During the Countdown?
Yeah.
The shows are credited in themselves. Most of the calls that you'll hear on the Countdown are live calls. If they are a call that comes from a particular station, I honestly, if we put it together with the host, yes. If we don't, then no is the answer.
That's an interesting way to craft a show. I mean, you know, it's just an interesting way to craft a show.
Well, it's an unusual show. As you know, there's nothing else that's like it, and it's aimed at helping support stations like the ones you're on and ours when they don't do live programs.
I didn't know we had pledge breaks on the Armstrong Getty Show. But since we do, hey, listeners, thanks for listening. Remember, it's your listenership that keeps quality programming like this available.
You know, hey, Doug, yeah. You've been around. You ever heard the expression, don't BS a BSer?
I have heard that expression.
Well, it's good advice.
And seriously, I don't care. I just think it's damned interesting. Well, I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
I think it's kind of interesting that we can take something like this. As I said, we're on some of the same stations. I didn't have to call in and tell you what went on. You could continue to do what it is that you're doing,
right.
But I didn't feel that we really, you know, as colleagues ought to have something go on that really was out of context. Or if in fact that I was wrong or my guys were wrong, I'll take it. I'll take credit for it because it has my name on it. So I was wrong. We were wrong. And that's what I'm saying. So if you guys don't want to accept that, that's up to you.
No, I accept it. I just think it's interesting.
Doug, no, that's fine. Manfully said, We accept it.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
Well, that's good. It sounds like everything got resolved. But wait, things take another strange turn. Listen to this.
Excellent. So what else can we talk about that's enjoyable?
Well, I'm sure you have work to do on your Massachusetts dairy farm, because that's your other gig, right?
It is my other gig.
You have a dairy farm? They shot a cow at the California State Fair yesterday.
No.
A pregnant cow got loose and was running around, and the only way they could figure out how to handle it for some reason was they shot it dead. A policeman shot it 11 times, pregnant.
As a dairy farmer, what do you think of that?
I think it's outrageous. There's plenty of ways of stopping a cow.
I know! You get a 12-year-old farm kid could have taken
care
of
that. You know what it speaks to? It speaks to the overreaction, and I say this because we all have times when we overreact to things in life, but these guys...
What the hell, dude?
Again!
Oh, hilarious!
Professionals.
Hilarious!
These guys are professionals, and then they don't seem to have any common sense.
All right. Yeah,
we're out of time.
All right, Doug, feel free to use
this
segment, too.
And I apologize, and I appreciate coming on your program to talk about
it. Well, thanks for calling. That was
Doug,
manly
best
of you.
Good luck.
Well, it appears he just wanted to get one last kick at Armstrong Getty there at the end of the interview. In my 21 years of running the Armstrong Getty Show, that's definitely one of the strangest segments. Very memorable. Well, thank you for joining me again. We've come to the end of the Friday podcast. Gladys is asleep for the weekend, and join me again next Friday when we look back at another Armstrong Getty classic clip.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.